It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host. I am the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street on the corner of St. Francis and Warren. You can come and see us. You can call us 251-255-5155. If you have any questions, website's still under construction, guys. It's worth it. Trust me. We were having so many problems with it. We were having problems with people ordering things that were out of stock. And it was infuriating to have to call people and say, I don't know why that allowed you to pay for it, but it just wasn't very professional. So I'm overhauling it. Please be patient with us. If you have any questions, if you need to order something to have shipped, please call us 251-255-5155. Myself or Isaiah will be there to help you out, Angeli. And we ship the same day, next day, depending on what time you call. And we have a lot of great new products. I know I talked about coming back from the show in Utah. Last week was Memorial Day, so we were not here. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and let you know about some of our new products. Right now, we've got some new Delta 8 products from Barney's Botanicals. And Pure Canna has is got some sleep gummies, some energy gummies, some apple cider vinegar gummies. Really cool stuff. And dude, I don't know if y'all have ever had apple cider vinegar, but it is nasty. And these gummies are so yum. So I brought back some bottles of that, and I think we're out of those. But anyway, we've got a lot of new stuff to try. We've got a lot of samples. And of course, you know, you can buy a single serving of anything that we sell in the store as long as it's something like not a vape cartridge, because you can't really sample that. But anyway, come check us out. It's when it's working, cannabama.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at Cannabama, most of the places. But anyway, give us a call, come see us, whatever you need. If you would like to schedule a time to sit down with me, or a video conference, a phone call, let us know. You can reach us on social media and, cannabama@yahoo.com. So, I want to kick off the show really quickly tonight with, Janita Williams. Did I say that right?
Okay.
Okay. You got to talk into the mic. Oh, and you can use the headphones. We just jumped in here and got to talking, and we're like, oh, the show's starting. Mm-hmm. So Janita is here on behalf of an organization called Camp Remain. My friend Alexis Bell, I always, when I call him Alexis, I'm like, he is the least Alexis-looking person ever. I'm like, all those muscles, all the running, and his big old smile. He's such a sweet guy. Anyway, so he is starting an organization called Camp Remain, and it's for life skills mentoring. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and the event that Cannabama is going to be a vendor for and help support this next week?
Okay. Again, my friend Alexis Bell, he has a organization called Camp Remain, and it's a free life skills mentoring event for young men. And he's going to host it on June the 13th at 3 o'clock p.m. at Municipal Park. It's a free event, free neckties, free food, fun activities, and even a pair of Jordans will be given away.
Because it's for young men, right? Mm-hmm. Young men in the community that are looking for a mentor, right?
Yep, up to 18 years old.
Right. And what's the youngest age?
I'm believing it's 5.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really good. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to talk about finances and taxes, teach them how to tie the necktie. Mm-hmm. Which I saw his stash of neckties that came in. Looks good. Looks good.
I haven't seen them.
I think he posted a picture of them all in a bag, and it looked like a just giant bag of ties. But, you know, talking about a lot of important things, tell us some of the other important topics.
It's going to have the talk, and that's about encountering police. Teach young men about chivalry.
Amen.
It's not dead, you guys.
I'm telling you, it's on life support.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I have a son. Okay. I have a son who's 19, and if you teach them, they know better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always taught my son, you ask permission to hold a girl's hand. That's somebody's wife. If it's not yours, it don't belong to you, and you have no right to that. You respect a woman. I don't care who you think you are.
Yep. You got to put that foundation.
Yep.
He's also going to teach him about friend awareness.
Now, what's that?
You have positive.
You
people,
are who you hang
people.
With. Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am.
In a
nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, resume advice and also career alternatives.
Okay, that's so awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's so needed because I think so many kids that are my son's age and even younger, everything is instant gratification. Everything, there's no limits. They've got porn in their pocket. Yeah. They've got, you know, drugs in their pocket. They've got gambling in their pocket. They've got be a basketball star, a football star, or a rapper, or a singer, and that's all there is to life.
That's it.
There was a song on my playlist the other day, and it was a little bit vulgar, but it was talking about if you do certain things for follows, you know, like I don't respect you, because so many people are selling their souls for people to like them online, and they have no real life, and they're lonely, and the mental health in this country is declined, especially among men.
It's sad.
It is really, really sad, because nobody's loving these kids, and nobody's teaching them anything, mm-hmm. and all the kids do is emulate. You know, and
like
you
could
talk
a
good talk, mm-hmm. but you got to walk a good walk. And yeah. I know Alexis is a stand-up guy.
He is
really. He's such a gentleman. I've heard some of his philosophy on how he raises his daughters.
Oh, he's an awesome father.
He really is.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
very hands-on.
I hope you're listening, Bill.
Yeah, he hates the Alexis thing.
I know, but it's. You know what? Though, if I had muscles like his, mm-hmm. I'd be like, damn straight, that's my name.
Yeah.
Well, so this is open to the community. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for boys from 5 to how old? 18?
18.
Mm-hmm. All right. So come on out to Municipal Park. Canabama will have a vendor booth there.
Oh,
and we are fully supporting this. We've got flyers up at the store. Anybody who would like information on this organization, how do they get in touch with you?
Ooh. Well, you can reach Alexis Bell.
Yes.
On Facebook.
We're going to give your phone number.
Yeah, yeah, but if you would like to donate,
yes.
You can do that through Cash App. And his Cash App is $CampRemain. That's CampRemain.
All right. That's $CampRemain. CampRemain.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis Bell, you can find on Facebook. And I believe there's a Camp Remain page also.
Yes,
I think I shared that on our page.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put up a graphic. I did earlier to advertise this episode, but we'll keep up a graphic. And like I said, if you have any questions and you can't remember his name or the name of the camp, come to Canabama, call Canabama. We'll get you in touch with Camp Remain.
Yes.
So thank you, Jeanette, for coming and telling us about this. We're really excited to be a part of it. We love
Thanks
our community. Anytime. And maybe we'll get together after and talk about how it went.
Yes.
And any future plans.
Great.
And maybe Alexis can be there. He's at work tonight. We had a snafu in the schedule, so. But we'll have him here. You guys will love him. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, the beer festival.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So we're having a craft fest, Alexis and I.
I'm doing that too.
Yes, she is. It's TBA for right now. So we will be back and we will give you a date for sure.
Right.
But it's called the craft fest. It's beer festival, pretty much. Craft beer and art. For 4 hours. It'll be 4 hours, and you buy a ticket, all the beer, wine, cider you want.
Gummies.
Yeah.
If you come by a Canabama table.
Yep. And it'll be plenty of food you can purchase,
mm-hmm.
so
yep.
It'll be great.
Yep. Support local business, support small business, support women.
Yes.
Support community projects. We don't ever as much community involvement as we do. We don't deal with big national charities. They've got a support and fan base.
Right.
They've got money that comes from God knows where. It's the mm-hmm. small organizations like what you guys are doing. That's what we get behind. We get behind Angie's House.
Yes.
We get behind Penelope House.
Mm-hmm.
We get behind the city of Pritchard with the Domestic Violence Month we did. We get behind homeless vets in Alabama. We care about this community, and we want to see our efforts, our dollars, our commitment to this community come to fruition. And, you know, the big national guys, they got it covered. It's the ones of us that started out, like I'm sure Alexis, he probably doesn't have years and years of experience over some 501c3 glorious nonprofit. I didn't have any experience in cannabis. So, you know, there's something to be said about somebody who goes, you know what, never done this before, but nobody else is doing it, so here I am, I'm going to do it. And I have a lot of respect for him.
Thank you.
All right, well, so that's Camp Remain, Beer Fest, and we'll be back on the show with that to announce the date it was set, and then we got a little bit of a scheduling issue.
Yeah.
So it's going to be several weeks out.
It will.
So either in July or August, we're not sure yet.
Yep, either July 10th or August 7th.
Yep, but we'll let you know. Do we have a location?
Yes, it's downtown, South Wilson Avenue, Pritchard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it at a business or is
it's
it?
It's in the middle of the street.
Oh, okay, yeah, like a block party.
Yep, it'll be from 12
Those
to 4.
Those are our favorite.
Yep, it's going to
yes,
be fun.
We love cones and standing in the street.
Yes.
All right, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to somebody that I've been looking forward to meeting for a long, long time, my new good friend, Drew Van Hoos. And what a stinking cool name. In just a few minutes, she's a farmer, a girl. We'll be back with Drew and Faye from Van Hoos Hemp Farms in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and today we are talking to Drew Van Hoos. She is CEO and founder of Van Hoos Hemp Company, a woman minority-led family business here in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, specializing in hemp cultivation. So she is a lady farmer, which fascinates me. I can't grow tomatoes. I'm okay with flowers, like hibiscus and lilies and Gerber daisies. But, dude, I grew tomatoes for years and never ate a single one. I tried the fake birds, the human hair. I even let my son, when he was little, I would let him pee around the plant because that was like an old wives' tale. Nothing. So as much as I would love to have a Canabama Farms, y'all don't want me out in the field because I will just, I'm the big picture person. Mm-hmm. No one wants me in the details. So welcome Drew and her friend Faye. Faye, are you part of the business also?
Yeah, actually I am. I work on the farm too.
Okay. All right. Faye, what's your last name?
Harvey.
All right. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Drew. How did you end up here? Because you are not from here.
I am not.
And so tell us how you ended up, what your ties are to Alabama, and how you came to be a farmer here.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for having me, first and foremost. Thank you for having me and Faye and the opportunity to be on your show.
Yes.
You know, we've been trying to connect. We have mutual friends. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for having us and allowing us to speak about our company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my name is Drew Van Hoos, and the company, like you said, it's Van Hoos Hemp Co., and I'm not originally from Alabama, but I've always had ties here. My grandparents, my great-grandparents are from Tuscaloosa. We actually, some of our founders and great-grandparents were the founders of Tuscaloosa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a funeral home still there now. But basically, I grew up on the East Coast, and coming from that, when they passed the 2018 Farm Bill, I saw that Alabama was opening up for industrial hemp to be cultivated.
Right.
And from that, I always have been a cannabis advocate. I'm a, you know, user myself, but I never was looking at it from a medicinal standpoint. You know,
right.
I've always was looking at it from just like a recreational in college.
Right. Which, you know, we all now know that all cannabis use is medical. It doesn't matter what the user's motivation is.
Yeah.
It's medicine for your body every single time.
That's a very fact. A very true fact. So from there, I started researching more. I was struggling with like problems with my back and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be smoking, but like certain, you know, I started researching like sativa, indica, how your body interacts with it. So
right.
Then I went into the endocannabinoid system and learned more, like you said, how it's a medicine, the healing
right.
properties of this plant, not just for, you know, to be a quote unquote like stoner or,
right.
you know, the taboo people put around it.
Right.
So the opportunities kind of lined up, and I didn't have, like you said, I didn't have any like real gardening experience. I wasn't, you know, out.
Really?
Yeah, really not out
what
there.
What did you do before this?
Before this, I was like more so in the music industry, arts sector. I've
really?
Always, yeah, had a passion for culture. So from that, I taught myself how to grow in D.C. where I was living at the time. It's legal to grow and things like that.
Right.
So I started just diving in, you know, and finding out more about, like you said, the plant and the community around it.
It sucks you in.
It does.
And you are insatiable.
Yes, I'm so thankful to be brought into this community and be a part of it to not only cultivate this plant now, but then also cultivate relationships like
right.
with you and other people. And it's a really beautiful thing. So then we went to Alabama, and now we're currently growing on 9 acres. We have a few hoop houses up, and we just launched our website. So it's www.vanhooshempco.com.
Your Instagram photos are...
IG.
Some of them I'm like, what is even happening? But it's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I envy that. You're so much better at that than me. It's so cool. The visual imagery is incredible, especially when you use women.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have been like a stalkery fan from afar.
Okay, we love that.
Well, and we have a friend in common.
Yes, we
from
do.
New York State.
Shout
everybody
out.
Everybody that is a fan of Cannabama, Chops of Cannabama, knows our tonic CBD brand.
We love them.
Brittany Carbone, Eric Carbone. That's actually how I heard of you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember why it came up, why I was talking to Brittany,
mm-hmm.
but she mentioned you, or I saw you on a post.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one where y'all were posing in front of a porch somewhere.
Yeah,
it was
we
a
went
group.
Up there. Yeah, we went
and
up there.
She said, she's from Alabama. And
yeah.
I was like, no way. And so I have followed you ever since, and I'm so excited to have you here today.
Yeah, I love them. They're
Faye,
great
obviously,
mentors.
I apologize, Faye, because I obviously didn't. Super proof my paragraph I'm reading from here.
Oh, no, that's
you
fine.
Are master gardener and educator, so I don't mean to downplay at all your role.
Yeah,
and y'all,
brains.
She's beautiful. She's a little on the thin side
thank
for me.
You.
But.
Hey, look, I'm trying to get some weight up. So.
I can't relate.
Trying to get my weight. Hey, I'm trying to get thick out here. Okay?
Delta 8, baby. The munchies. I'm like, man, I lost 45 pounds. And then a couple weeks ago, I'm standing in the refrigerator in my underwear eating taco meat from like the cold container going, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that sometimes.
Yeah, yes. for sure.
But anyway, I'm so happy to have you guys here. Brittany has been an integral part of our business. Mm-hmm. I read a magazine article about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. I've been open for literally weeks and was looking for brands to add because the brand I started with,
mm-hmm.
I had been in their multi-level marketing arm,
mm-hmm.
and I was killing it. I was teaching all the classes in Alabama, making everybody money.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard because people want a place to go to. And so I quit that and went with the company's sister company, buying directly for retail because... The MLM prices were so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, honey, they did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we'll send you this $10,000 order. That was all I had.
Mm-hmm.
And half of that was my partner's. But we're not gonna give you any more business. We're not gonna do business with you anymore because I quit their MLM stuff
yeah.
and made a couple people mad that were making a lot of money off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was panicking, like, whose products? How do I didn't anticipate having to do it.
Yeah.
But I knew the products would go fast, and $10,000 in product is not a lot of product,
mm-hmm.
Especially 3 years ago when it was so much more expensive. And I read this article about Brittany Carbone, and I was so impressed. I emailed the company, and she called me herself. She was like, Alabama, ladies, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
And she's been a huge partner with us and been very good to us. And her Chill Tonic is probably my number one seller still.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now I got
OG
that.
OG is my favorite.
Yes. Well, see, and yeah. I've had employees that quit Vyvanse mm-hmm. and Adderall and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids that didn't have to start because of that. And then I've got soldiers and firemen and elected officials.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't say
everyone's,
any names.
Yeah, everyone's doing
on
it.
The Chill Tonic because it's for anxiety and insomnia, and no one sleeps well. So I had an entire neighborhood in a small town in Rhode Island because it started with a little boy who plucked his eyelashes bald, and it worked so well for his OCD and his ADHD and insomnia that
everyone.
His mama got on it, then the neighbors heard, and the whole street. Was ordering it from me in Alabama. So partnering with Brittany. And I got my first tattoo.
Yeah.
And I used her Outer Space, the new body butter.
Ooh.
In 12 hours, it was pain-free. And in 2 days, it looked just like this.
It's beautiful.
And no scab.
It is
I was
beautiful,
like,
y'all.
Oh.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I'm 43. I'm doing it.
Yeah, no.
I've done a lot of things I never thought I'd do this year.
Same. I never thought that I'd be doing
I know. That's crazy. I can't
that's
believe
so
you were not a farmer.
They actually, you know, this year, like, I don't know if you're into, like, numerology, but it's, like, a 5 year, and five is all about changes and new beginning, or not necessarily new beginnings, but, like, the middle of the cycle where you're changing into the next thing.
Right,
so
right.
Look at it.
I feel in my bones, mm-hmm. like, it's been a really hard year, but I feel in my bones. Today, I got some news that I am not allowed to share, but... Oh my gosh, I want to share it so bad. It's vindication. Yeah. It's vindication for all of the tears,
yeah.
all of the laying on the floor going how to make payroll.
Right.
And honestly, y'all, I've debated on whether or not to keep this show because I was strapped, but I thought, no, this is educating people.
Yeah, people need this.
You know, it's mm-hmm. I'm the only one out here in Alabama who is publicly, and I know there's ones of y'all, and yeah. y'all are my favorite, the ones that don't even shop.
Yeah.
But meet me in public and say, this is my favorite show. I don't even use the product, but yeah. it's my favorite show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because it's so interesting. That tells me I'm doing the right thing. Just keep going. God's going to take care of it.
Divine timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you guys...
So Faye, she came through me because me and her sister are best friends.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
So mm-hmm. she's my best friend's little sister. And she just is a wealth of knowledge and education. She is a PhD.
Not yet.
Wait,
I'm working on my PhD.
She looks 12. This is not fair.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, but...
I need to see your ID, young lady.
Yeah, no, we're from the same place in Maryland, Southern Maryland. I came down here in December, January time. I actually came down to Alabama the first time ever in December.
How's Alabama treating you?
I love it. And I lived in Brooklyn for 6 years. So, like, coming down here was a huge change, but it was exactly what I needed.
Right.
And again, it's like divine timing couldn't be a better word to describe
right.
my relationship with Van Hoos Hemco.
Right. No, I think it all is coming to fruition this hard, hard year.
Yeah.
Because for me, I was like the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
And I was just like going 90 to nothing. I had a phenomenal first 18 months.
Yeah.
Like, it was stupid. And then it was like death spiral.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like, make it stop, make it stop, make it stop. Because I don't want to, I'm cool with not being stupid good, mm-hmm. but I don't want to have to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, now, and being on my own for the last year, I have to have something.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go work at Walmart, you know, because I don't know what I would do if I think it would absolutely crush my spirit if I could not do this.
But that's why mm-hmm. you're doing it. You know,
yeah.
right? Right.
This is your purpose and it's giving
yeah,
you
but
that.
I feel this transition.
Yeah.
It's taking place. It's mm-hmm. happening. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Van Hoos Hemp Ladies. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back. We're talking to Drew Van Hoos and Faye totally had a stroke or something. Faye Harvey. Drew is the CEO and founder of Van Hoos Hemp Company, a woman and minority-led family business here in Tuscaloosa. And Faye is the master gardener and educator, and she works in the science and development around sustainable farms and organic inputs here at the Van Hoos Hemp Company, as well as herb and vegetable crops. Really?
Yeah.
One reason I do admire Brittany and what they're doing so much is the adaptogenics.
Yep.
That, to me, is really diving into plant medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why her products are my bestsellers.
Yeah, they work.
Because as close to a panacea as cannabis is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, strain to strain, one more day of sunshine, one more bit of rain, one a little bit less rain, a little bit less sunshine. Each plant is different. And mm-hmm. it can, vary from strain to strain. There's so much variation. And when you get an overall good full spectrum product and then you laser focus it with ashwagandha, lemon balm, passion flower, GABA, L-theanine, you know, melatonin, all those things. You really hone in on people's needs.
Right.
And I know Brittany's story. She told me that she was doing the black seed oil, the ashwagandha, lemon balm, passion flower. And when she added CBD to that, it was like the key in the lock for her. And they sold everything. So I appreciate the use of other herbs and things like that. I know you guys have some mixes that you sell and pre-rolls that have other plant matter. And I'm fascinated with that. Tell us a little bit about your website launch and what you're planning on doing, because you guys are sort of easing your way out.
We're very new. This is our second year growing down on our farm in Tuscaloosa. We did just launch the website again, www.vanhoeshempco.com. And right now what we are offering, we have our pre-rolls, and then like you said, the herbal blend pre-rolls. We have some that we infused with lavender, chamomile, raspberry. And then they all have a base with mullein, rose petals.
And, I know a company that I sell tea for, the Brothers Apothecary. They do have smoking blends like that with different different plants and rose petals and stuff like that. And they're just beautiful in the little tins.
Yeah, it just gives it a different like flavor. And then also, like you said, combining it with the CBD, the chamomile, the lavender, the raspberry specifically. For women going through PMS or when they're cramping, things
really
like that.
Raspberry.
Raspberry leaf. You can put bare raspberry leaf directly on like an area where you're cramping, and it will help to relieve.
And I mean, where do you get raspberry leaves though? We buy them in, you know, cleaned and washed in a little plastic container. I wouldn't even know a raspberry plant if it bit me. You know, walking up on it, unless it had full raspberries on it.
Yeah, it's a lot of different plants that we've been looking into and playing around with, and also just native to Alabama.
Absolutely. You know, that's the best thing. When you've been somewhere all your life, you know, and your diet and the even just pollen from different areas can mess you up.
Yeah, we were talking about doing CBD-infused honey, but using it with the local bees, because that's what it's going to get into the system to actually fight against it.
CBD honey is all over the market, but if you can get it from local honey, that's like the ticket.
It's the same way that normal honey can help you, can help your body, what's the word, like acclimate to an area.
I never thought of that.
It's because of the pollens and the allergens are in that honey. And so it helps your body get used to those allergens and those pollens.
Now,
so,
have you guys heard of the farms that are training the bees to pollinate only on cannabis? Their bodies are literally the extraction process. So the honey that they make automatically has those cannabis chemicals in it, and that is so cool. It is not messed with by man except for keeping the bees and collecting it and packaging it. That's something to aspire to me.
Definitely.
So cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know the first time I heard of it, I was like, can they really though?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at the honey market, I love bees. That's, I have a bee tattoo. I love bees. They're my thing. I can talk to them. If you go down your... If you go to a local honey store, you go down the honey aisle in your store, you'll see clover honey, wildflower honey, and that's exactly what happened. They make sure that the bees only pollinate the clover flowers so that they only get the honey from the clover flowers.
Do they do that by like doing like you guys have indoor grow? Do they keep the bees inside a contained area, or how do they train the bees to pollinate?
That's a good question, but the bees themselves can actually talk to flowers. So, like, if a flower is already pollinated, then a bee won't go there. It won't over-pollinate it because they have that connection. So I'm not sure exactly how they train them. We'll find out soon.
Well, I do know but from I do know that they terpenes. Have those. Yeah, you know? Learning about terpenes. Terpenes, the whole point of them, and they're terpenes are in all plants. They're either to repel an enemy or to attract the right pollinators. And that is so cool to me. And then the fact that each one of those terpenes has a medicinal property in the human body. It fascinates me.
And all of the possibilities. All of the possibilities of, like you said, mixing and blending them to fit the patient's needs. You know what I mean?
No, I dream of a time when a customer can come in, and because of the way you can isolate out, each of the majors and minors, you build them a tincture that's just for them and keep a recipe on file.
Listen,
and then
it's
if they get
happening.
The flu, you add
so
echinacea
exciting.
To it for a 2-week supply.
Yeah.
You know, or you add whatever it is. If they're struggling
right.
with a broken leg,
yeah.
you add more CBDA yeah. and you add more of the CBD to keep the inflammation out.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, it's fascinating to
yeah.
me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, one of the biggest things here with us, we're about the healing. It's not just,
right.
you know, like, trying to sell somebody on something.
Oh,
like,
right. No, I tell
like
people
that.
All the time, you
yeah.
cannot sell CBD. Nobody wants to be sold or pitched.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to teach it.
Yeah.
And give them something they
That's
didn't
what,
have.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, especially like, I got to where, at first I was intimidated by skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, here we go.
Why
you
don't right,
know
right.
what you walked
exactly.
into,
yeah.
especially the
this.
Young cocky guys. Oh, they're my favorite. I'm like, sit down, boom. Mama's gonna teach you something.
Yep.
You can see their brains go boom. But it's amazing because you have to give them something of value. I tell people all the time, I don't even care if you shop here.
Yep.
I care because I actually mean. What I say when I say I'm here to change
yeah.
things, to change people's lives, it changed my life, and I want to give that to other people. I don't care if you shop here,
yep.
but whether or not you shop here, if you're in Alaska on a cruise and you need CBD and there's one store,
mm-hmm.
you know how to vet a product now. Or
right.
you know you can send me pictures and go, is this a ripoff?
Right.
right.
Because I give my cell phone number to all my customers.
Yeah.
God help me, they don't abuse it. Because if they did, well... I don't know. That's a full-time job in itself. But I do know my but they know just knowing they can reach out to me because
yeah.
it is a lot to know. I mean, and nobody else has the time. This is what I do for a living. It's my
right.
passion. It's my calling.
Yeah.
It's normal for me to spend 12, 14 hours a day doing this
yeah.
for years on end. Most people can't, so they rely on people like me, and there are far
mm-hmm.
too few.
Yeah.
So I get super excited when I meet somebody else in the industry, especially in a different facet of the industry,
yep.
mm-hmm.
that thinks the way that I do, that gets geeked out about bees and adaptogenic
yeah.
herbs.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we're really invested in that.
Yeah.
Element of the process. Like, we do yoga with our plants. We
yeah.
greet our plants. Like, you can't walk in the greenhouse unless you say, hi,
oh,
baby.
I'd be out there,
like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
I'd be
like,
out there yeah. singing Chris Brown love songs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come
no,
on, baby.
Play the Juneteenth playlist. All
yeah.
time.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have to make sure that our plants are loved because that's the only way that
yeah,
we think that
right.
it'll pass
yeah,
through.
There would be some Phantom of the Opera days, some cats.
Cats, okay.
Yeah, I was a voice major, so
oh.
I have a
Hamilton?
Stupid.
Hamilton?
I don't know Hamilton very well. That's newer. I've heard it.
Okay, well, we
my daughter's choir did a song from Hamilton a couple weeks ago at school, and I was like, what's that from?
Oh.
Yeah, I've lived in a bubble for
a
little bit.
A can of bubble.
But look, we can intersect.
I'm an hour
world.
From the beach, and I haven't seen a grain of sand in 3 years, so yeah, I literally live and breathe this. Okay, so you guys, I know that Brittany does this too.
Yeah.
I do this. The
yeah.
community engagement initiatives. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, so, some of the community engagement initiatives we're trying to do, you know, we are in Tuscaloosa. We're very close to the University of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone down here is Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, where I'm at, trying to incorporate and blend those two worlds. You know, how do we go from Roll Tide to then putting it back into the community and reinvest
pre-Roll
it?
Tide.
Yeah, pre-Roll Tide. I like that. Hey, write that down.
Hey. I might have to trademark
hey,
that.
Trademark that one. But yeah, pre-Roll
yes.
Tide.
Yeah.
So, right
War
now,
Eagle, y'all. Calm down on the other side. War Eagle. We'll think of something clever for that, too.
Okay, yeah, we can attack it from both angles. But,
yeah.
So what we're trying to do is really work with the youth, the elderly, and the vets. It's a lot of homeless vets in Alabama in
yes.
general,
mm-hmm.
but in Tuscaloosa specifically, actually where our farm stands now, we were trying to do veteran housing.
Mm-hmm.
It made it all the way to Washington, and it never happened, so the land was still there in my family's name, and this is kind of my way of still doing that, still giving back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're working with that. We're working with a group called the Healthy Hemp Farmers with disabled veterans, and we'll have them come and volunteer with us.
Really?
The first mm-hmm. year, they just come and volunteer. The next year, we employ them.
Well, I used to work with Alabama Homeless Veterans Initiative, but I think they disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't had another vet group to work with specifically, so I would love to get to be a part of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course. So we're
yeah, we did
that.
An entire month in November. It started with Veterans Day on mental health
yep.
mm-hmm.
and veterans issues, homelessness,
mm-hmm.
addiction,
mm-hmm.
and mental health.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so we definitely can connect on that. We also are working with Tuskegee University.
Yes.
And we're trying mm-hmm. to work with them and get more more minority small farmers in this industry, that's a big thing for us, is making it equitable.
Especially in Alabama. We already had this conversation.
Yeah, especially in Alabama. But
so you are the only, as far as you know, as far as I know, you are the only female and black owned farm, period. And that's, I mean, as great as that is, I like being first.
Yeah.
But there should be more. Yeah, it should, there should be more.
Yeah, and we have to figure out a way to help that. So, like, also working with the youth, not only teaching them about, you know, the growing of hemp, you know, as an industrial commodity, but also for fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Right. So life-sustaining things. Right, I have a friend in Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. I have a friend who works for the LSU Ag Department, and she, as long as I've known her for 20 years, she teaches different groups, kids at schools, different community programs all over the state of Louisiana, how to grow vegetables, how to cook, how to do basic things like that. And I mean, more from a home ec, Future Farmers of America kind of stance, but I mean, it's survivalist these days. Who knows, right?
Yeah, self-sustainable.
Yes. When we come back, we'll talk more with Drew and Faye. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, guys, this show has gone so fast, and I was just saying, I'm really sad that it's almost over. This show goes so fast, especially when we're having a good time. So we're here with Drew Van Hoos and with Faye from the Van Hoos Hemp Company in Tuscaloosa, the only female and minority-owned farm in the state of Alabama. That, if that ain't history, honey, that's like six kinds of history. Hey. I'm serious. Seriously, everybody out there is that's doing it is male. I don't know of another female farm.
Yeah, no,
I know that there are women who they're doing it with their husbands. But I don't know of another complete female operation. So you guys, I cannot wait to come up and see it.
I can't wait to have you. Like it's one of the greatest honors of my life.
I think that this is like tour worthy. You guys have something that nobody else has. I know how that feels.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I get from you both how passionate you are, and that's what this industry needs. Cannabis is perfect for women.
Yes.
We're like, what, 17% of the industry? But
rising every day.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But women are nurturers. Women make, I say this all the time, sorry my listeners get tired of me repeating myself, but that's the only way you learn. 85% of decisions in the home about nutrition, about groceries, supplements, medicine, doctors, they're all made by the woman. And women are, you know, we kiss the boo-boos and we are the nurturers. And we are the teachers. That's what women do. And I think that anybody who's trying to do it, whether you're a woman or a man, because I know plenty of great, awesome guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm the least likely man hater. I love all my friends are guys. I have a son. Some of the best people. Well, he's the best person I know. But, some of the best people that I know are men.
Yeah.
And I miss my daddy every day. But women are made for this because we can remove ourselves from the money. We can remove ourselves from the notoriety. We can say at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as I get to keep doing what I'm doing.
And lead by example in that sense.
That's right.
Because it is, like you said, like men embody these qualities too. There is this divine feminine
masculine. That innate hunter-gatherer that is, you know, accomplish, which where would we be without that?
I spent
17 years as a stay-at-home mom because I had a hunter-gatherer. You know, even though we're not together anymore, I will always be grateful to him that he allowed me the freedom, even though sometimes we were broke. You know, we came up together and that time with my children is irreplaceable. So let's talk about the medical bill.
Let's talk about the medical bill.
How cool is it? I know a lot of people are complaining, but. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Alabama is now legalizing, you know.
Every time somebody's first words are negative, especially on my page, I'm like, yes, but show me a first bill that was perfect.
Right.
Do you think people were growing six plants in their backyard in California the first day? No.
Yeah.
It's actually harder in California to grow hemp and to sell CBD products than it is here.
Yeah.
So they've almost got it backwards, because I believe in the states like Louisiana that are pushing that, the states that are trying to ban Delta 8, I think it threatens their medical program and their tax dollars.
Yeah.
Because they know what we know, which is we've been giving people medicine all along.
Yeah.
And you can call it fake weed all you want to, but it's still the medicine.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage people to be grateful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know the cherry non-sugar coated gelatinous cube does not sound cool, but it's medicine, people.
Yeah.
You know, when you get your antibiotics and you get your vaccines and you get your migraine pills and your birth control,
right,
none of those taste like cherry either.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
And you can't smoke any of that.
And
so
also,
can
like
we stop
progress.
Complaining that you can't smoke it?
Yeah. And it's also like a process, you know.
Right.
If you look at the history of other states, that's how their bills started, too. That's how their recreational, the
right.
states that are rec now, that's how their process started. It might have just been a little bit sooner. You
well,
know?
And in a conservative,
right.
largely yeah. Republican state like Alabama, where
right.
Reefer Madness is still playing in theaters.
Yes, very exactly.
And you still got to pay. But seriously, the level of misinformation and the lack of education here
yes.
is, I've been doing this publicly
yeah.
on the radio for 2 years. I've been doing it for 4 total. And I still, every single day, come across the fake weed or we're selling drugs on the sidewalk now.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how I know what an impact this show has made, but it's still just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, right. The information, like, you got to give people, you know, give people the information and let them decide whether they want to try CBD or want to try, but at least they have that knowledge
right.
to then make an educated mm-hmm. decision on which way to go.
Right. I'd like to think that being the first person in Alabama to sell smokable flower,
yeah.
that was scary. I had joints from Brittany.
Okay.
I kept them under the counter. She was like, try these. And I'm like, oh, my God,
can
I'm
I?
So nervous.
Yeah.
I think she
I really
sent
want
me
to.
20 joints.
Yeah.
And they were in the little cone tubes.
Yeah.
And I think they were Suverhays. And I would keep them under the counter. And I knew who wouldn't freak out if I brought them out as a suggestion. And
yeah.
who would be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
because that
me.
Was back in the day. Back in the day. I was in a hair salon in Satsuma.
Yeah.
But to be selling smokable flower in the state of Alabama, I like to think that the progress we've made in the hemp industry
right.
and growing hemp in the last few years has made people a little more open-minded.
Yeah.
And now
mm-hmm.
let's get mm-hmm. this bill
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and take your gelatinous cube and thank God for it
mm-hmm.
or your tincture or your suppository. Yes, I know it's funny to stick it in your butt,
but
it's actually incredibly
yes.
effective.
Yeah.
I sell CBD suppositories
yeah.
for endometriosis, for
mm-hmm.
Menopause symptoms, all that.
Mm-hmm.
People love them.
Yeah, it gets in your system fast.
Well, it's very, very bioavailable. It's
yep.
like
yep.
on the same level as smoking, except you're not microdosing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's do that and act right.
Yep.
And
right.
say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Say thank you. You know, because y'all know there's a few of y'all out there going to do what you're going to do anyway. And we know that if the state doesn't do it right,
mm-hmm.
the black market will be alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're determined to smoke, come on down to Cannabama and we will help you out.
Right.
You know,
really,
take your tincture or your gelatinous cube
yeah.
or your suppository and then have a pre-roll
like
from Cannabama.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also like look at the processes of other states. You have Virginia who just streamlined their recreation. If that's what you're waiting for,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, like let this be a sign of hope and, you know. And,
right.
And also
and don't act
educated.
Stupid and mess
right.
it up for the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah.
And stay educated on it. If there are things that you would like the legislator to do that it's not doing, legislature to do that it's not doing right now, be vocal about it. Make sure you know your research.
Right.
Make sure you have
but
read
respectful.
That bill
yeah.
and do it in a
respectful
way. Right.
Yeah.
They do get our emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do get, I mean, you know, I did that open letter to the governor, and I stand by every word still. I know it was a bit strong,
yeah,
but in the moment, it was necessary, it was urgent,
yep,
and I don't know if she ever read it, but I really hope she did, and I hope that it made her giggle, because I was trying to encourage her.
Yeah.
But there's a time to be like, you're so smart and nice, and there's a time to be like, look, girl, you're a ball buster like me, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do make not the wife, let yeah. these people in run around you mm-hmm. and right. talk to you like a stupid woman.
Yeah.
Because I deal with that all the time, and yeah. that's, you're a governor.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, who's ballsy enough, excuse
right.
me,
yeah.
to talk down to a governor because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, but be respectful.
Yeah.
And say thank you.
Yeah.
It passed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It passed.
This is a step. Yeah.
It's been like that lady senator said, she tried to pass it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was done. And so this is a long, hard-fought battle. I know Marty at Owl Ramp. I know the boys at Alabama Normal. Melissa at Owl Ramp. Me. I know the other retailers and people like y'all who have been vocal in supporting it.
Yeah.
We worked really hard on that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. so try not to complain.
Yeah.
But it's monument. It's a history-making moment.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, girls, I think our time is up. Phil is going to lose a hand if he doesn't stop waving it at me. We will definitely do this again.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Tell us sure. where they can find you one more time.
So, again, you can follow us on all our socials at Van Hoos Hemp Co. And then you can go online and check out some of the products we have. We'll be coming out with more soon. www.vanhooshempco.com. Again, Drew and Faye.
Mm-hmm. That's V-A-N-H-O-O-S-E.
Yes, Hoos, Van Hoos, H-O-O-S-E.
Two O's and an E.
All right, thank you guys so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
All right, great. We'll talk to you guys next week. Stay tuned, Canabama.